Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the pandemic era, a lot of people are exploring new ways to exercise or maybe just looking for a new experience. If that is your case, then the Austin Rowing Club may be exactly what you're looking for. And today on Inside Austin, Kevin Reynes, he's executive director with the Austin Rowing Club. It's austinrowing.org online. Kevin, I appreciate you taking time to join us here on Inside Austin today.
Happy to do so. Love to talk about rowing.
Now, let's talk about the Austin Rowing Club. For anybody who is unfamiliar, the first question, the most basic, is what is the Austin Rowing Club?
The Austin Rowing Club is a 501c3 nonprofit corporation. We're the only nonprofit rowing club in Austin, and we have been around since 1983. So we've had a long history in Austin and on Lady Bird Lake, and we're a fitness, wellness, rowing organization for juniors and adults.
And are we talking about competitive rowing, or is it recreational, or a pretty fair mix of the two?
Yeah, it's really a mix of the two, both at the junior level and for what's called masters, which is an age statement over 24. We have a dedicated racing team that'll compete nationally, and we have other crews where they'll do regional competitions. I should note that Austin Rowing Club puts on three U.S. rowing regattas, which are sanctioned a year as competitions on Lady Bird Lake, and have been doing so for about 35 years. So we have some members that'll just compete in those, and we have others who purely do it for getting outdoors, enjoying nature, and getting exercise.
And Kevin, why do you do it?
That's interesting. Yeah. So, as my wife tells me whenever I'm in a conversation somewhere socially, she'll go, "Well, Kevin, don't just talk about rowing," but somehow I end up doing that. I actually come out of the tech world and been rowing for about 10 years, and it was just always something that caught my eye. I look so beautiful and graceful out on the water, and sometimes work gets a bit pressure, and it was like, wow, that'd be a great way to just de-stress, relax, get fit.
You know, I spend a lot of time on Town Lake on my paddleboard, and I see you guys go by all the time, and I've always been curious about it, but Town Lake is so beautiful. It must just be a great place to row, and I know there are other great places in some major cities in the U.S. that have great rowing. I guess like Boston is a nice example, but I think that Town Lake, it must be a great place to row competitively or recreationally. Is that true?
That's absolutely true. And in rowing terminology, we're known nationally as a nice piece of water. And also with the popularity of Austin as a destination location, it's a great combination in terms of beautiful water, great city. In fact, we had the Chinese national team training at our boathouse before the Olympics were canceled this past spring.
Really? Well, let's talk about the different kinds of boats and the different kinds of rowing there at the Austin Rowing Club. What kind of boats and what kind of rowing can I find at the Austin Rowing Club there on Town Lake?
Sure. There are two types of rowing. One is called scull, and the other is called sweep, and we offer both. Sculling is when you can go out by yourself because you have an oar in each hand, and you can have boats that are just you as what's called a single. You can have a double or a quad, so you can go 1, 2, 4 in terms of people in the boat. Everybody has an oar in each hand, and that's sculling. The other rowing type is sweep, And this is what people would maybe classically see at the Olympics. I mean, you see sculling in the Olympics for sure, but it's in the United States, collegiate rowing is really all about the eight. So that's eight rowers in the boat. It's 62 feet long. They have a coxswain who steers it and provides the cadence to the rowers. And they call it sweep rowing because it's like a broom, a very long broom. But it's one, each rower has one oar versus two, and that's called sweep rowing. And then the smallest configuration of that, obviously, would be two people. It's actually the hardest boat to row. It's the most technical skill required because you have the person holding an oar starboard and a person holding an oar port, and they have to be perfectly synchronized to get that boat to move right.
And today on Inside Austin, we're speaking with Kevin Reynes. He's executive director with the Austin Rowing Club. And Kevin, I can only imagine the mental and physical benefits that rowing provides, but maybe you could speak a little bit about that more specifically since you have firsthand knowledge. What are the benefits of rowing?
Yeah, it's a great question. And one of the reasons, I mean, what I'll mention is we have about 350 members, and half of those members are over the age of 50, and over half of the members are women. And this is in addition to a great junior program, which has about 65 kids in it right now, middle school, high school. I mentioned this in that the sport of rowing, it's no impact. It's total full body exercise, and it's very cardiovascular. And a lot of people think rowing is upper body and how strong you are in the arms and torso and chest. 60% of the power you generate in rowing is through your legs. So, and 30% is about through your core. It's essentially each rowing stroke is like a deadlift, other than you're gliding along and you're outdoors and it's a wonderful thing. So it's, I mean, it literally covers the gamut of total body, cardio, core development, flexibility, and a lot of people will also do indoor rowing, which is on an erg, as it's called. So it's an indoor rowing machine. We have 40 of those in the boathouse. People will compete as well indoors in addition to outdoors, and they both have the similar benefits.
And what about the mental benefits? I just know what it's like for me to be outside with the swans and the ducks on Town Lake, and I'm guessing that's a big part of it too. Maybe just some peace and quiet, some clarity, just breathe.
Yes, absolutely. What's wonderful, and like a lot of people that were used to swim, let's say, really enjoy rowing because it's rhythmic, like swimming, and you're outdoors. The nice thing about it, particularly for kids that have swum, and there's nothing wrong with swimming. One of my kids did that for many years, but then he also rowed, is the mental aspect of I can't just do it myself. I have to synchronize with my team members to get the maximum effect is powerful for a young person. The idea that it's not just them. So when you're in that eight and there's seven other people you need to maintain cadence with and pull your weight, as it were, literally, it's a beautiful thing. And then in terms of mental focus, you know, it's the whole nine yards, as you said. It could be very zen-like, contemplative, or it could be focused intensity in terms of driving your body and performance to levels, let's say, you wouldn't have thought possible before. So it's a very wide range, and you can select where you want to play in that range, and that's all good.
And Kevin, you mentioned the boathouse a couple of seconds ago. Let's talk a little bit about the boathouse. It's relatively new, and I don't know a lot about rowing boathouses, but I can only imagine that that one's probably a world-class facility. Is that the case?
Yes, it is. It's a beautiful new building. It was created because the prior Austin Rowing Club boathouse was demolished to make room for the Waller Creek flood tunnel. And so therefore the building had to be rebuilt, but it was rebuilt on a grand scale. So we have multiple boathouse partners. We have a beautiful cafe, Alta's Cafe, at the boathouse. It's the only place on Town Lake you can sit and have a glass of wine or coffee or what have you and look out at on the water. We have a kayak rental and sup business operating out of the boathouse with Congress Avenue Kayaks. And we also have an indoor rowing studio, kind of like a spin class, but on an erg with Row Fitness. And we're actually launching a new partner, which I'm pretty excited about, on October 17th, which is electrified retro boats from Glastron, which used to be built in Austin.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's fantastic. And so it'll be like a little electric rental business. People can take the rental Glastrons up and down the lake.
Yeah, they're absolutely stunning. As the way I put it is, if Elvis had a boat on Town Lake, it would look like that.
Yeah, I can imagine. Those Glastron boats, they were featured prominently in a couple of James Bond movies a long time ago.
Yeah, that's right. And so we're going to have restored originals with electric power at the boathouse starting mid-October, available as a new amenity.
Oh, Kevin, we don't normally often get breaking news here on Inside Austin, but I appreciate that. Today on Inside Austin, we're speaking with Kevin Reynes. He's the executive director of the Austin Rowing Club. It's austinrowing.org online. And Kevin, you mentioned the junior program. Can you talk about that a little bit? Who's the junior program for? How often does it meet? Like once, twice a week, 3 days a week? How old are the kids? Can anybody row? How do they get signed up?
Yeah, so anybody can. What's really wonderful about the sport of rowing, it's a athletic endeavor that literally takes any shape or size. And so you can have somebody who's very slight, you can have somebody who's very tall, and everything in between. And there's a way to get them in a boat and have them compete at whatever level they choose to compete at. So we have what we call a recreational team, which is for kids who want to try rowing, but not necessarily compete. That meets twice a week. It's a fabulous program. We have great, great coaches. And then we have what's called the junior competitive team, which no matter how good or how old you are in rowing, your first year, you are a novice. And then after your novice year, and this is a U.S. rowing regulation, you become varsity. So our competitive team starts middle school through high school. And we get a lot of kids that, you know, for one reason or another, kind of don't fit into, let's say, the football crowd or basketball or volleyball, whatever it might be, and they find their way to rowing and they just thrive. They just love it. And particularly for young women, it's essentially the golden ticket in many respects, given Title IX and NCAA. So there's a ton of money at the collegiate level for women's rowing as part of that process with Title IX. So it could change somebody's life.
That's an important inside scoop you've just given us.
Yeah, I mean, it could really change the trajectory of a young person's life. And relative to the junior program, we have we're not going to turn anyone away for financial reasons. We have a very generous scholarship program. We have a number of kids that wouldn't be able to have access, and that's a big part of our nonprofit kind of DNA and culture, is to make the sport as accessible to as many people as possible.
And Kevin, in the last 60 seconds we've got left in the segment, what is it we didn't get a chance to get to, or what would you like to say to Central Texas about rowing and the Austin Rowing Club?
Well, one is we'd love to have you come down to the Waller Creek Boathouse. We're behind the Four Seasons just east of Congress at the end of Trinity Street. And the other thing we didn't spend time on, but we do a significant amount of community outreach with indoor rowing programs in three schools in East Austin. We have a number of programs with the Veterans Administration. We work with people with disabilities, cancer survivors, and it's really something that sets us apart and is a core part of, you know, it's a really wonderful community to be a part of.
And Kevin, if somebody wants to find out more, what's the best way they can do that? Is it on the website at austinrowing.org?
That's right. And then they can go from there, or they can send an email to info@austinrowing.org.
All right. That's Kevin Reynes. He's executive director with the Austin Rowing Club. It's austinrowing.org for all of your questions. And really a great way to get, I think, physically and mentally healthy. Right, Kevin?
Yeah, absolutely. And particularly in the current environment, when you're in a single, which is 27 feet long, and you have oars that are like 12 feet long, or actually 10, you can do it and you're socially distanced. So it's a great way to do that and get fit, be outdoors, enjoy the beauty of Lady Bird Lake. I highly recommend it.
Kevin, I appreciate your time today. Thanks for being on Inside Austin.
Thank you very much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.